last year and a half has taught us anything, it's that humans want and need to connect. We're not-for-profit professionals supporting adults to live, work, and grow in a rapidly changing world. We need each other to build full plans and pathways for our clients so that they can achieve life-changing goals. Whoever and wherever you are, if you support adults in learning and life, the Getting Connected podcast may be for you. Grab a coffee, give us just a few minutes of your workday, and let's connect. Hi, I'm Ashley Hoth-Murray, and today I am hosting the Getting Connected podcast solo, but I have an awesome guest with me. Before I worked in adult literacy, I didn't think that it was an issue for adults in Canada. Gay, who is my work partner, she was my instructor at Niagara College almost 16 years ago. I remember hearing Gay talk about what happened in a literacy program and thinking that this type of service was only for a handful of people. People who had difficulty with basic reading and writing. Flash forward to today, after almost a decade and a half in the field, I can tell you that literacy is so much more than reading and writing. Math, digital technology, critical thinking skills, working with others, and time management all fall under adult literacy. The National Council of Teachers of English in the United States says that literacy should be about providing the tools to identify, understand, interpret, create, and communicate in an increasingly digital text-mediated, information-rich, and fast-changing world. Many levels of literacy options are available, offered from community-based programs to school boards to college entry. Each program is unique in helping a client reach their employment, education, and life goals. I am very lucky to say that my guest today was one of the reasons I quickly learned the reality of the learner experience when I first joined the field. She is a former employee of Literacy Link Niagara, but this is only a small highlight of her literacy resume. Jackie Catterick has worked in literacy since 1999. She has been an instructor, an assessor, a project coordinator, an administrator, and now an executive director. She's conducted regional and provincial training in her roles at the District School Board of Niagara and Literacy Link Niagara in a variety of topics, including the use of authentic documents as a teaching tool and online learning resources. Always a lifelong learner, she switched to online instruction and assessment when the pandemic hit, which she says was both challenging and rewarding. With a unique ability to see the big picture, while supporting and advocating for the individual client, it is my awesome privilege to introduce Jackie Catterick. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that. It was very moving.
Well,
I'm humbled.
It's all true. And anyone that knows you and has known you around the provincial and regional tables, I think would echo that. So you have an awesome resume and presence. And I forgot, Jackie, the Common Frontline Focus Group, that was something that you've been, or is something that you've been a part of for a very long time. We're kind of deviating a little already, but can you just tell everyone what that is?
It is a group of frontline staff across the Niagara region who meet every other month to talk about new resources, talk about challenges, talk about CANs, talk about just what it's like to be a frontline staff person in the field of adult literacy, which has a lot of challenges, but some very wonderful rewards.
Yeah, and you guys do a great job at really putting the client first and making sure that those resources are connecting with each other and bringing in other sectors, other fields to support that work. So that's a really cool thing that I don't think a lot of people know is going on.
And has been going on since probably 20 years.
Yeah, super, super cool. So that's something that you're a part of. but you've also just moved to a new organization. Can you tell us about the organization that you work for as the new executive director?
Well, the Niagara Regional Adult Literacy Council or Literacy Center is located in Beamsville. We serve Lincoln, West Lincoln, Beamsville, Grimsby, Smithville, Caister Center, lots of very, very small communities. And we all come together in Beamsville as one. Our motto is learn with us, grow with us, volunteer with us. And that's exactly what we do. We offer one-to-one tutoring in all subjects, reading, writing, math, computers. We offer a place for individuals in the community to come and do online learning in our computer lab in a safe and easygoing environment, no judgment. We also offer online workshops in financial literacy. Soon we're going to offer soft skills for employment online. But we also have a very cute little library and a community garden through the Niagara Community Gardens Network. And we have a host of volunteers, both on our board and in the community, and secondary school students who come in and just make it that much better.
Super cool. Awesome organization doing doing great, great work. So who is your typical client? Like, who's coming through the door and being served by you?
Well, we do a lot of, see, when I worked at the school board, I had really no idea what the community-based programs did. I thought, oh, they had tutors and they organized that and it was quiet, and that's not the case at all. We have people drop in from the community who may not even be a registered learner, who need help filling out forms or faxing bank material. We have a community free tax clinic, which brings a lot of people through our door. So our typical client isn't typical. We'll have seniors that have no computer experience and they want to upgrade their skills. We have an ESL classroom that is partnered. We partner with the Catholic School Board. So they do link assessment and link training, ESL training in the morning. And then we match up those students with tutors to have extra support. And sometimes they take our computer classes or our money management classes as well. So we have newcomers, we have seniors, we have high school students who want financial literacy information and take those workshops. We have members of the community. We just had two nurses sign up for our financial literacy courses.
Oh, cool.
So there is no typical client.
That's great.
Yeah, we serve Bethesda and community living as well. So
you see what I hear is you see the community need, or you're listening for the community need, and then you seek to provide that service.
Most definitely.
Really, who in our community needs something? Where's the gap?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. And most of the ideas I get come from the people that walk through the door. You know, me and my neighbor would really like to learn more about how to set up the internet in our house. Do you have classes for that? Well, of course we do. And what we do for clients very individual like that is we have them call in for an appointment. We make sure there's no more than four people in the lab. And we take a record of what they need to learn, and then we teach them. And very individualized.
Very individualized. Payment. Do these people have to pay?
This is all free.
Which is the best.
It is the very best.
Talk about community.
We are a community hub.
Absolutely. Hub is the word, for sure.
I absolutely love every minute of every day there. Today, our toilet broke. I called one of the board members. He met me there at 8:30 in the morning. I always have someone to rely on.
Yeah, it's a team effort, eh?
Very much so. A community hub.
Very, very cool. My next question, you've already answered so much. I don't know if you have any more to add, But I'm going to ask you, just because what you're doing is so cool, maybe we've missed something. What makes community literacy special? And what might surprise someone to learn about a community-based program?
I think that what would be surprising is that people get the image that a literacy program, like you said, is all about not having strong reading and writing skills. But there are other skills out there that people, even with strong reading skills, they struggle with. Those soft skills, like you said, time management, financial management. We're really focused on financial management right now. Because our money management workshops are being broadcast out there for everyone, we get all different levels of people that need the service, from people who are young and just starting out on their own, or people that through the pandemic have gotten kind of tied down with a lot of debt, not shopping smart, racking up the credit. It surprises me, but we can make that all fit into our learning program, and we can do it online, and we can do it in person, and we can personalize it. And we give all of our learners the opportunity to tell us specifically what they need from that course, that workshop, and we work around it. The other really cool thing, we offer 3 sessions a week, a morning, an afternoon, and an evening. Shift workers can work around our schedule so that they can go to work on day shift 1 week. And if they're on afternoons the next week, they can do the morning one. If you know what I mean? They're able.
That's
to.
That's unique. Yes. I didn't even know that.
Oh, no.
No, that is so unique, because a lot of the larger organizations, they don't have that flexibility. So they're operating a typical 9-to-5. And here you are flexing the ability for people to come in and out at different times that suit them, rather than you have to be in this class on Mondays from 9 to noon, because we pay the instructor from 9 to noon that day.
No, this was our program coordinator, Janet, who came to me and said, hey, here's an issue I'm hearing. Can we do this? And I said, if you're willing to do that, go for it.
Very cool.
It is.
Very cool.
And if somebody doesn't have the computer access needed or the software needed, they can come in and do the course in our computer lab and then get us to turn it on, help them upload things, download things. And it's supported all around. Very, very supportive.
And so you've come into this role during COVID.
Yes.
So your experience with Niagara West has only been during COVID. As we reopen, you've mentioned a couple of times that you have in-person opportunities. What does in-person look like for you right now?
Well, it's a maximum of 4 people in our computer lab or 4 people in our classroom. We are all socially distanced. We're not a very big building. We can actually only have 12 people in the building at a time and be safely distanced. And for accessibility reasons, half of our building is not accessible. So it's quiet. It's very personalized. We're all spread out. We all wear masks. Everybody is expected to sanitize. Everybody's pre-screened. Because our learners are constant, we don't have to do the contact tracing every day, because they're the same people every day.
Right.
So we know where to find them should we need to.
And for that client, that wants to access your service online, that's still available.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, it is.
And will that continue for the foreseeable future?
We are going to stay with online workshops. They are, they're wonderful. Somebody is at home. They're comfortable. They have their things around them. They seem more relaxed as long as they get the technology, but we can help there too. We actually have a whole learner plan and course and activities all set out for how to be an online learner. So it's ready to go. If somebody comes in and says, you know, I want to take this credit course online, but I have no idea how, we walk them through that course and get them ready and then launch them while they're with us so that they're comfortable when they're ready to go on their own.
Great. So you're really setting people up for success.
It's so important. It really is so important that they are not frustrated and everything goes smoothly. Our tech guy, Mike, such a great guy. He is on hand 2 days a week and is often fixing people's laptops so that they're easier to get online. He's a great guy.
Awesome. Yeah. It sounds like you've got a good team. It's a team approach. And you're really being proactive and reactive to the needs of your community.
And that's very important because you can be proactive to a point, but you're always going to get something a little different. And so you have to react accordingly and make it work and not panic. Yes. I keep telling myself that.
Especially
no emergencies and literacy.
Well, COVID threw that out the window, didn't it?
It sure did.
But yeah. you all reacted very, the front line of literacy, I can speak for Niagara for sure, reacted extremely well. And I think everyone deserves a really long vacation when this is all.
Disney, here I come.
There you go. When this is, Jackie and I share a love of Disney for anyone that's listening. So we will definitely, the House of Mouse, I am coming for you when this is all over. So we are asking all of our guests, although you are our first guest, you will be our first show. So this is the first time I'm asking these two questions, but we are asking all of our guests the same two questions. So first off, what is the system doing well?
As we've said, it's a very difficult time in literacy. For all programs, whether they're college sector, school board, or community-based, switching from in-person to online learning has been quite a challenge. Many programs have not been able to overcome this challenge. Mm-hmm. But here in Ontario, we have been able to be involved in professional development sessions through Alpha Plus. And they have really sparked imagination, given hope, just makes you feel like you're not alone. You can get great ideas from them. You can present ideas to see if they're doable. Monica, she's been great. She's a great person.
She's a future guest of ours. So she'll be on in a few weeks as well.
You'll love her. She's so helpful and so knowledgeable and so calm. So that is something that is going really well. For us, we had a great, at the school board, we had the tech department at the DSBN, the District School Board of Niagara. And we had a staff person who now works for a company that makes online courses. Oh. And he gave us a lot of training in Moodle and in Google Slides and Google Classroom. And then we switched to Microsoft Teams. And so just by being together, all the staff and talking everybody through, doing it together to start at the beginning of the pandemic, that partnership, that teamwork was something that's really working. Really.
Yeah. I think definitely the literacy, Employment Ontario as a whole for sure. So our employment programs, apprenticeship, and I know a lot of other frontline adult service providers really, I think, kind of threw out any fear or just kind of jumped into the fear at the beginning of the pandemic and said, we're going to be lifelong learners for the benefit of our clients. And everyone has really embraced the technology. And stepped out of their comfort zone to provide awesome service. So that is, that's great to hear that the system is doing that well. What could the system do better?
Well, I gave this a lot of thought. You know how we have tasks for LBS and the instructors can go online and find tasks and supporting work, skill-based work to support them in the classroom. While we're doing all these pop-up PDs, they're featuring different organizations, different schools, colleges that are making these wonderful, wonderful tools that can be used by them.
Okay.
What we need is a committee. Bring them all together and make it a provincial initiative where everybody can use Frontier College's awesome database, where a tutor can go in, type in what they want to teach their student, click, and up comes all these great resources. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked in depth into it, but if we could have a provincial system with a committee that brought it all together in a nice, neat, like Task for LBS type of website, I think that would be very beneficial. So the piecemeal approach.
What's those not- silos, right? Like we've heard about silos, us working, you know, separately for the same cause. And there are moments that we do really well where we break down all the silos and we come together. And what I'm hearing from you is that that task-based, that those resources that are being developed right now have really kind of taken us back to that siloed approach where people have made them very proprietary or very.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for, proprietary.
For their own staff to use, where if we could come up with an initiative where we were all putting information, all putting resources in the same place, then also that would give us a better standard as well to know that, you know, program up in Sault Ste. Marie and versus program in Kitchener-Waterloo, we're all having access to the same service because literacy and basic skills or LBS programs in Ontario are provided free of charge to everyone. Therefore, staff should have access to the same resources to provide the same service.
I agree. Yes, exactly. The other issue I see that I'm having specifically with online is the assessment piece. Now, you know, I'm very passionate about assessment and I have views on formal versus informal and when to use what.
And sorry, just to step back, Jackie has been an assessor for longer than I've been in literacy. And she was a frontline assessor for Literacy Link Niagara. For several years, she was delivering intake assessment to be able to make a referral to a literacy program in Ontario Works offices across the region. And that is only one part of assessment that she's done. Jackie, you've done assessment, obviously, at the school board, and you've been involved in the creation of some assessment,
yes,
as well as piloting some assessment.
Yes,
so you're definitely... I'm passionate about assessment.
Yes. When I took on this position as ED, I was very specific in saying, I'm still going to be assessing because I want to make that part of what I do in our service. So, yeah, I also made a partnership with the Catholic School Board to come in and they're going to do PILAR, Prior Learning and Recognition Assessment. And I'm going to sit in on all those.
That's great.
Isn't that fun? So people in our community who haven't finished credit may want to do it online or may want to see how many they need can come in for a PILAR assessment and get granted maturity credits.
Cool. But you were just about to say something that I cut you off, that the system needs to do something better in regards to assessment. So let me take you back to that.
Okay. So since we went online, I have tried using the Canadian Adult Reading Assessment online, which it was okay for some people because I would pull up a PDF of the story for them to read. They could read it and I could write down their answers. But then we'd get the next person couldn't open a PDF because they didn't have the right software on their computer. So, okay, that didn't work. So then I emailed. And so if somebody knew how to do an email, they could open it up and read it and I would record, but it took forever. I tried checklists, but checklists don't do it for me, Ash. I don't like checklists as a form of intake assessment. It doesn't tell me much.
Okay.
I've tried using Read Theory. So I have the student go in, make an account on Read Theory, put me as the teacher so I could get the results. So many people got frustrated. So I have yet to really resolve this issue.
It's the trying to assess reading, writing, math, or any other piece. If that's the goal that we want to assess, but then the client in the COVID world has to have digital literacy skills, right? And if that might not even be their goal, they might not want to work in a job that requires digital tech skills, but to be able to be assessed in the skills that they need for their pathway, they require those skills. And that's the difficulty. And I don't know how you rectify that.
No, that's on my list of to-dos.
With your resume, I'm sure that you'll solve it for the rest of us.
Well, I'll keep you posted. We'll see.
Well, Jackie, I really want to thank you for joining me today. You are doing such an amazing work, and I thought you were doing amazing work before, but there was a couple of new initiatives that I didn't know about. So we will make sure that we post a link to Niagara West in our show notes so that people can find you. And some of the other assessments or some of the other initiatives that you talked about, we will post as well in those show notes. So make sure to check those out. Thank you for joining us, listener. And if you have any great show ideas, please email operations@literacylinkniagara.ca with those ideas. That's operations@literacylinkniagara.ca. If we choose your idea to feature on our show, you will receive a $20 gift card. So thank you for listening, listener, and we look forward to getting connected with you next time.